Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
I'm just realizing this, Kenny. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Maybe the meaning of the word headline is that the information keeps hitting you in the head. Maybe that's what this... Hello. I never really, as many years as I've been talking about what's going on in the news, on the radio, I've never really thought of it. But I look at this head pounding today, and it is hard to stretch some of this stuff, most of this stuff, into something that's good. So I pound your head, and you can do with the information what you want. 888-302-3684 for your comments if you want to express them. You have something succinct to say. A lot of times people will call, and when they get through the screen process, it's decided, well, that we pass. Sometimes we miss a few of those, and sometimes we don't. Feel free to comment, though, because Kenny will paraphrase what you're saying and thinking by sending along info to facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show. So the video that the, well, I haven't seen it. I don't want to see it. Some have seen it. The Jordanian pilot has been burned to death. Some say he was beheaded first and then burned, and others just say he was thrown into a fire. No matter what, this is what you're dealing with. The world is going crazy about this sort of thing, because I suppose the good part of this is that the world is populated mostly by people of good intentions. But they don't get the attention. They have good intentions, but they don't get attention because they are what we hope is the norm. What gets attention is what is not the norm. And yet it seems like we treat it as the norm because most every day there's something else about which we can do nothing individually. But collectively we can. We are citizens of the United States of America. And as such, we should be demanding. This is one of the four or five things that each day we ought to be demanding of the people in whom we are supposedly entrusting the future and the operational realities of our country. This is not acceptable. And even though there were no Americans involved in this, we still have our scruples, as hard as they are to find sometimes, because of, in fact, us creating this mess, because we did. So now we need to fix it as we can. So I don't know what else here. The Jordanians executed right away. As soon as they saw this video, bingo, two prisoners, including that would-be female suicide bomber from Al-Qaeda, shot him. As well, they ought to have. So, but what does that do? Eye for an eye and the old business about retribution and... Jesus, I want to swear so badly.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I am not supposed to do that, and so I shan't. All right, what are people saying about this? What's going on at facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday, from the listener standpoint, Kenny?
Don says, Jordan may have the answer to closing Gitmo.
Okay. Where's Raul Castro and Fidel when we need them? All right, that's something to be thought of there. Yeah, go ahead.
Todd says, the way things are going in the Middle East, we should just drop a nuke on that armpit of countries.
Well, you're not going to drop nuclear or anything, but there are ways of getting rid of this problem. The thing that gets in the way is the international community, and justifiably so, is concerned about the loss of innocent civilians because these cowards will hide behind, the same as Al-Qaeda has. And over the years, the Nazis, there have been plenty of circumstances. I mean, you can find them in the Civil War. Go back as far as wars have been fought, and people who wore a uniform or supposedly were fighting for a cause would hide sheepishly behind innocence. Happens, will happen, because they're trash, they're scum, but that's what they do. Cowards. That's probably the nicest thing I can say on the air. They are cowards. Yeah. All right, what else?
One more. Matt says, what we need is a statement from the president saying, because ISIS committed this atrocity, we will now begin full logistical support of those fighting ISIS, including weapons, ammunition, vehicles, medical support, and the tracking and punishment of those who provide money to ISIS by buying their oil. ISIS, you made a big mistake by doing this, and your days are numbered.
Well, I think that would be great if we had somebody that had the balsam to do that. I think that's may I read that again? That's actually quite a good summary of what ought to be done.
Matt says, we need a statement from the president saying this. Because ISIS committed this atrocity, we will now begin full logistical support of those fighting ISIS, including weapons, ammunition, vehicles, medical support, and the tracking and punishment of those who provide money to ISIS by buying their oil. ISIS, you made a big mistake by doing this, and your days are numbered.
I wish we had somebody who had the courage to do that. I don't sense that we do. And I don't think it made any difference what party they were in. I just don't see that we have courageous leadership anywhere.
Yeah, I don't either. And I think if we had a president who would say that, we still wouldn't get the support of Congress to do what he would say needed to be done.
Meanwhile, individuals are fighting with the Kurds, individual Americans. I'm looking at the story of this area in northwestern Iraq, which is about the same as this area is temperature-wise and weather-wise, about the same as what we have here in New England. Not exactly a pleasant circumstance. The story of the Kurds fighting with some Americans that sort of remind me a little bit of Rambo. Here's 28-year-old Jordan Mattson from Sturtevant, Wisconsin, former Army soldier, joined the Kurds to fight the extremists. And he said in an interview, quote, I'm not going back until the fight is finished and ISIS is crippled. I decided that if my government wasn't going to do anything to help this country, especially the Kurdish people who stood by us for 10 years and helped us out while we were in Iraq, then I was going to do something about it myself. So Mr. Mattson represents dozens. We didn't know this. You don't see this. Where are these reports? Americans over there fighting with the Kurds. Dozens and dozens and dozens of Westerners are fighting with the Kurds. The social media campaigns that have been done, it'd be interesting to follow, Kenny, by the Kurds. I don't know that we'd understand it. But there are American translations of what they're sending around. Sense of military duty. These people, some of these people that have been in Iraq, Americans, I saw when I was in Iraq, there was a strange connection that developed between, and this happens whenever you go into a theater of war, with some who get to know the locals and they become friends with the locals and they feel like they have responsibility for the locals. So this is a movie in the making, it seems to me. This is nothing new, however. Remember the French Foreign Legion? The Spanish Civil War had the international brigades. The Kurds went to the internet to find their warriors. They created a Facebook page called the Lions of Rojava. That'd be interesting to find, Kenny. R-O-J-A-V-A. Stated mission of sending terrorists to hell and saving humanity. The page also features portraits of smiling, beautiful and heavily armed Kurdish female commandos. Maybe that's why they are over there. Whatever it takes to get the job done, though, right? There were four or five people interviewed in this article that I saw. Three Americans, an Australian, Frenchman, The Facebook page is run by the People's Protection Unit, the main Syrian Kurdish militia in northern Syria and Iraq. They crossed from Turkey into Syria have been fighting. How many years has the civil war been going on there? 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
Anyway, the Kurds apparently are attractive and good, solid people. Remember, there are three sects that come into play here, S-E-C-T-S, the Kurds, the Sunnis, and the Shias. And they don't get along particularly well with one another. Iraq was a country pieced together like Yugoslavia was. There were Muslims and Christians, and the division was obvious in that area, which became Yugoslavia, but then was broken back into Macedonia and Bosnia and Croatia and that whole region there. Well, that's basically what Iraq is. It's a compilation of three tribes that were always separate, and as usual, the Europeans went in and conquered the Middle East, and they put these artificial boundaries together, and that's what's created the problem, amongst many other things. We create our own history that we create creates all the problems that we have. You ever think, that's why I love studying history and politics and political science, because it tells you the root of all evil is what has been done yesterday, and we try to fix it today. 18 after the hour, and good day.
Beth, wow, you look fabulous.
Thanks.
I mean, so refreshed.
Must be the free facial I earned during February at Rite Aid.
February?
Yeah, you can earn all these great rewards just by shopping at Rite Aid.
That sounds fab.
It's February at Rite Aid. Earn rewards from mini golf to beauty treatments to vacations for every $50 you spend on participating products with your Wellness Plus card. Now through February 28th. Get shopping and start earning rewards today. Certain restrictions apply. Value and types of rewards will vary. See RiteAid.com/February for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law. 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
What fuels you?
Five, six,
here's Kim going downtown for a dance class. Going to her daughter's soccer game.
Come on, Katie, you can do it! Woo-hoo!
Kim fuels up at Exxon and Mobil stations, where our quality gasoline helps improve fuel economy.
Woo!
And where she could win $1,000 in free Exxon Mobil gift cards just by telling us what fuels her.
Yes!
Like dance class or her kids. 10 weekly winners. Full details at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here.
No purchase necessary. Ends April 7, 2015. Restrictions apply. Actual fuel economy benefits may vary.
Pick up the
receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I don't know this gentleman. However, he's expected to do well Sunday night at the Grammys, Kenny. His name is Sam Smith. This is a song he's popularized called Stay With Me. So what can you add to the story other than he's a British singer?
An English singer-songwriter. He's up for, I think, 5 Grammys.
Wow.
This song is, I believe, up for Song of the Year, Record of the Year, something like that. He's also, his album is up for Album of the Year. And he's relatively new. I think he may... I don't know that he's had many albums. He certainly has just come on the scene in the last...
Did he win a television contest or anything like that? The Brits love to push people along that come from some of these TV show contests.
I don't think he was. I know they do that. I don't think he was. I think...
He just got it.
Yeah.
He's got it. Stay With Me.
Just first on the scene in the last year or so.
Sam Smith. Let's see how he does this Sunday, the Grammys. Meanwhile, late night shows last night. Some smiles from Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, and Seth Meyers.
Jeb Bush is in the news. Presidential hopeful Jeb Bush admitted that he has smoked a notable amount of pot in school. He said you would, too, if your parents had named you Jeb. Glad I didn't grow up with a weird name.
During an interview this weekend, President Obama was talking about the next race for president and refused to choose sides between Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, saying, quote, love them both. It was nice until he said he'd support the nominee regardless of who she is. Speaking of Obama, yesterday he presented a $4 trillion budget that he says would help the middle class. And then the middle class said, you know what, how about just give us $4 trillion? And we'll figure out what to do with it. President Obama unveiled its $4 trillion budget for 2016 that would increase taxes on the wealthy and spend more money on education. He also made a snowball and put it in the oven just to see which of them would last longer.
Photo to surface of Patriots coach Bill Belichick kissing his daughter on the mouth during the Super Bowl victory celebration on Sunday. Said Belichick, I wasn't kissing her. I was sucking out her youthful essence so that I may remain immortal.
Okay.
Of course, the reality is he was probably just showing everybody how he deflated those footballs.
An amazing Super Bowl last evening. The New England Patriots and the Seattle Seahawks both defeated the Seattle Seahawks. It really was an incredible game, and even though the Patriots won, you've really got to hand it to Marshawn Lynch. You have to hand it to Marshawn Lynch.
All right, here's Ellen with some thoughts about the Super Bowl.
You watched the big game, of course. Whoa! So exciting, all the tackling and the nuzzling and licking. And I was watching the Kitten Bowl. I don't know what y'all watch. Porsche and I watched the Super Bowl, too. It doesn't matter which team you rooted for. We can all congratulate Tom Brady on his handsomeness.
There you go. And Brady did what I suggested yesterday, Kenny.
Yeah, he sure did.
Gave the truck to the kid. Why not?
Yeah, he must have been listening.
Yeah. Think I'm the only one who came up with that idea? I just thought it was appropriate. The kid seems like a good kid. Wasn't he Malcolm Butler, right?
Yep.
And he
won the game.
So he should get the truck. Brady needs that truck like he needs another smile or another tooth in his mouth. Nah, he didn't need that. So it was good. That was a very nice gesture. And I think everybody is to be congratulated all the way around because it was, what is it they say, to the victor belong the spoils. 28 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Tory Clark and Joe Connison. Coming right up, Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio made like the sky was falling, and then the huge storm was a no-show.
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent.
Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Joe Connison and Tory Clark. Yes, better safe than sorry, but Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio used such apocalyptic rhetoric before the huge storm that wasn't. Any problems with that?
This is kind of expected result of other mayors and governors elsewhere getting into trouble for failing to respond adequately to the prospect of a big snowstorm. And that's a historic phenomenon that goes way back. So eventually you're going to have a mayor and a governor be more cautious and act as they did. Living in Manhattan, I didn't see the harm in the actions that they took.
There are two things. One is closing the streets at 11 p,
right,
which is a good idea.
Yes.
And the other was, for the first time in New York City history, closing the subways overnight.
That's
through
correct.
The morning, basically shutting down the city economically for a day.
You guys handle the weather so much better than we do. I feel just completely inappropriate even commenting on this. I have enormous sympathy, for the same reason she has enormous sympathy for politicians when it comes to things like this. They have to prepare for the worst, right? And then a slightly serious note, we've had a couple incidents on the subway down here in the last couple of months that were terrible.
All right.
Things can go wrong.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute, today with Joe Connison and Tory Clark.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24-7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Good day time, 33 after the hour. Get out of my way.
I'm from television.
I'll never forget being in a circumstance a number of years ago when I was at an event and I was talking to somebody that was involved in the event, and I was pushed out of the way. Pushed, not gently asked, pushed out of the way. Out of the way, this is television. Really? So I managed to, I unplugged something. It was an accident that he needed in order to get his television camera operating properly. This is not television, this is radio. Sense of the day, Doug Steffen, Ken Kessler, and Jamie McIntyre is going to join us, a reporter from, used to be on CNN, he's now on Al Jazeera television. And so we'll talk with him about the executions, the ISIS execution of the Jordanian, and then the subsequent Jordanian executions that people are talking about today. 25 for the hour. Other things that people are talking about, I suppose disasters in the news. We have every day we got to talk about a few disasters. An airplane with 58 people on board. This is not a TransAsia plane, though. I don't believe it's any Taiwanese plane. 58 people on board crashed in Taipei. No.
I don't think it's...
Some people survived, actually. 19 were killed, but the rest survived. So there's something to be said for that. Big train crash conversation. A commuter train slammed into an SUV on the tracks. Last count was 6. Now it's 7, apparently. 7 people dead. The Jeep was on the tracks in traffic. And the train was coming, so the bars that come down to guard you from going onto the tracks come down. And the train comes around the corner. Psh, end of the Jeep, end of the people in it. The 7 people, not all in the train, though. I mean, in the car, were they? There were a dozen people that were, the car burst into flames. And let's see here. It's about 20 miles north of New York City. So the train itself, people were hurt on the train. The impact was so forceful that the electrified third rail came up and pierced the train.
Wow.
So the driver of the SUV, six people who were on the train.
Yeah, six people on the train and the car's driver.
Yeah. The train was completely charred and burned, the front part of it. Governor said he was amazed anybody got off the train alive looking at it. 10 serious injuries. The driver of the car had gotten out of her vehicle after the safety gates came down around her. She got back into the Jeep, was trying to drive forward when the train came and hit her. You know what this brings back around? This is the conversation, for those of you who did not hear it, I'll go back to it for a minute, as the focus on assisted, let me connect the dots here for you for a minute, assisted suicide, deciding when you're going to die. There's something to be said about it for those who are planners and those who don't want to suffer. I can see the argument. Because at the beginning of that day, you will know that your demise will come. And some people just need to plan. Some people don't want to know when the end is going to occur. Some people just methodically have planned out their lives. I've been around people like that. But in this circumstance, the people who yesterday morning went to work, and they did their work, and they didn't make it home last night. Think about that. In your own circumstance, you're on your way to work right now. What happens if something happens? These people would never have thought, otherwise they wouldn't have gone to work, or they wouldn't have gotten on the train, that their lives would be ended. The train was going 60 miles an hour when it hit this Jeep. That's pretty fast. In that, this area, I know this area pretty well. It follows the roadway into some of the nicer communities in Westchester County, including where the Clintons live. That whole area there is quite affluent and quite, it's actually quite, I think it's quite pretty. So anyway, it's an ugly, brutal sight to look at. You don't want to look at the pictures. There were 10 cars on the train, and a lot of people were hurt. And you just, again, this is how I'm going to suggest you think about it. Give thanks for what the day is about to present to you, what it has in the last week, your life, what it's been about. Give thanks for that. Be thankful and show gratitude, because you never can tell when something like this he's going to get you. And that's it. What more can you say about this? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. Other than the Jordanian situation, which we're going to get to again in a minute with Jamie McIntyre. Kenny, what else is on social media today? At least our opinions.
A couple comments about the Bo Bergdahl case, which made a splash in the headlines and then just disappeared again.
Yep.
James said, there's no doubt Bergdahl will be charged with desertion, and then the president will pardon him.
Hmm. Why is there no doubt about that? I don't get that train of thought. Do you?
I don't know. I don't know. I think there's a lot about it that we don't know.
Mm-hmm. And they don't want you to know it because it's embarrassing. That's pretty much the bottom line. All right, what else?
David said the real question we should be asking is, did he desert his post and should he be prosecuted for desertion?
Haven't we figured that out by now?
Yes, on both questions.
Yeah. Well, haven't we figured that out by now?
I don't know if... I don't know if officially they have.
Mm. No, officially.
Right.
All right, what else?
One more. Tyler says, the Pentagon suspects one of five detainees exchanged for Sergeant Bergdahl is attempting militant activity. Does this surprise anyone?
Well, only one?
Yeah, I think that's the surprise.
Yeah, exactly. That is the surprise. All right, so this is crazy. This is a crazy day. A crazy day. Lance Armstrong, people in the news today. Lance Armstrong. What a coward. This reminds me at KBC in Los Angeles when I was working there. My first job was to replace a guy named Ira Fistel. Do you remember him?
The name sounds familiar.
Yeah, he did a late night show on the ABC network for a long, long time. He was on his work. I was doing an early evening program. And then I got a call from Bob, who was then the program director. Now he's my program director, but he's program director at KBC at the time. He said, "You got to get into the station. Ira can't make it." And I said, "Why?" "Because his wife just ran over somebody." Well, it turns out his wife didn't run over anybody. It turns out he did. And the same thing apparently is true of Lance Armstrong, who has been cited for hitting a couple of parked cars after he let his girlfriend take the blame. Oh, what a hero this guy is. He's been through a lot. He's had a lot of controversy attached to him. Now the latest controversy is he lets his girlfriend take the blame for him when he ran into a couple of parked cars while they were on their way home from a party. Apparently, the girlfriend is Anna Hansen. She told the police she'd been driving because Armstrong had been drinking. She said she was driving too fast for conditions, lost control around a snowy corner, and hit the two parked cars. The owner of the home in front of which the accident occurred told police he thought there was a hit and run because he went outside after he heard a noise, saw two damaged cars. He told the police that she parked around the corner, walked back to the accident site. She gave her name to him, and now the truth has come out. So what do we think of Lance Armstrong after learning that about him?
We had talked about this off the air. I don't know if he's just really arrogant or if he's just not very bright. Mm. When you think about all the lies he told and how it all came out, he got caught in everything,
yep,
and he lost everything, and he thought that no one would find out about this.
Mm-hmm. So it appears to be part of his DNA.
I guess so.
Are there people in the news? O.J. Simpson. Yes. O.J. Simpson was convicted by a civil jury in Santa Monica on this day, 1997, of killing his ex-wife and her friend, Ron Goldman. It was, remember, this is the civil trial, awarding $8.5 million in damages to Goldman's parents. Then they added $25 million in punitive damages to Simpson's, the wife's estate. He was ordered to give up his Heisman Trophy and $500,000 in valuables, including his golf clubs. Oh, yeah. That was heavy. And yeah, he still owes them all that money. All right, so let's get to the root of all evil here today, ISIS. Jamie McIntyre reports to us on what he knows about the execution of the Jordanian and then the subsequent Jordanian executions. That's next here on Good Day.
Did you pay to do your taxes this year? Or did you not pay to do your taxes because you filed them for free on TurboTax? And then you had some money to spend on something else, like a miniature train set, so you can give all your 2-inch-tall friends a ride to a tiny post office or something. Anyhow, how you do your taxes is up to you. But if you want to pay absolute zero, then hop on TurboTax.com. File your taxes for free. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
For simple U.S. returns only. Offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Now that the holidays are over, it's back to commutes, carpools, and crazy schedules. It's tough to keep wholesome habits at the top of your list, but here's a way that you can. Special K is introducing a new line of chewy snack bars made with visibly tasty ingredients like rich chocolatey chunks, salted pretzels, real fruit pieces, and wholesome golden oats. James Sell, Senior Director of Marketing for Kellogg's Wholesome Snacks, has more.
These new snack bars are an ideal anytime snack.
They not only taste great, but you can feel good about eating them too. With four flavors, Berry Medley, Blueberry Bliss, Salted Caramel Chocolate, and Salted Pretzel Chocolate, the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars deliver pure deliciousness along with the good stuff at 9 grams of whole grains and 100 calories per bar.
Visit SpecialK.com for more information on the new Special K Chewy Snack Bars, available at grocery and mass retail stores nationwide. I'm Jenny Sue Birnbaum.
I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kessler and Jamie McIntyre, who is a Washington-based journalist for Al Jazeera, been reporting from our nation's capital for a long time. So now, Jamie, from your perspective, I don't know whether I asked just about what happened or the reaction to it. We've had this stuff going on, and I think people are frustrated because nothing's really being done. These people are just doing what they want to do, aren't they?
Well, you know, so I heard this news as I was coming into the Pentagon yesterday, and I found it to be absolutely stomach-turning.
Yeah.
I haven't actually watched the video because, this is the kind of thing, once you look at it, you can't unsee it. I've heard the very detailed description of what these ISIL fighters did to the Jordanian pilot, the way they set him on fire inside of a cage. It's just awful. And of course, it provoked a very strong reaction from the U.S. government and the Jordanian government. And of course, as I think you reported, the Jordanian government immediately executed at dawn two Al-Qaeda terror suspects that they've been holding, including the woman who was supposedly the object of ISIL's desire and supposedly to swap out in some sort of prisoner trade. Of course, what we learned was they'd actually killed this Jordanian pilot a month earlier, even while they were reported to be negotiating for the release of a prisoner. So I think the general feeling at the Pentagon of the people I've talked to is that this has gone so far that it's going to backfire in a sense that it will galvanize some of the members of the coalition who were maybe on the fence about how much they should participate in this. And it gives the Pentagon an incentive to sort of double down on its efforts. Now, that said, there's a limit to what the U.S. military can do. They are using airstrikes to keep ISIL in their defensive position. They've killed hundreds of ISIL fighters. They've taken out lots of their equipment. They've got them in a position where they can't move around. They can't take new ground. But in order to actually defeat them, it's going to require forces on the ground, and those forces, the United States insists, have to be Iraqi indigenous forces, not U.S. troops on the ground. And that's just going to take some time. It's going to take a number of months. And in the meanwhile, the Pentagon has indicated that if they ever get the intelligence, if they have a chance, that U.S. Special Operations troops are willing to take some significant risk in attempting to rescue hostages if they can. But it's a very difficult thing to do because of the way that the ISIL militants keep moving people around, and they don't have good intelligence about where they are. And we've seen in other rescue attempts in other countries, such as in Yemen, that these operations don't always go the way they do in the movies. Sometimes the hostages do die. So it's a very tough situation, but I have to say that I think that the general feeling of the people I've talked to at the Pentagon is that this has taken to a new level of barbarism, and they don't think it's something that's going to really help these ISIL fighters in the long run.
All right, 30 seconds on how it played into the hearings to confirm Ashton Carter as the new defense secretary.
Well, you know, so his confirmation hearings are today. He's going to be he's probably going to be confirmed. He's going to be asked a lot of tough questions about the Obama administration policy and whether there's a real strategy there to deal with this. And we'll just have to see what he says.
Yeah. Well, it is not a problem getting him confirmed, though, it wouldn't appear.
It doesn't appear that way, no.
Yeah. All right. Jamie, thank you for the update. Jamie McIntyre reporting for Al Jazeera, or with Al Jazeera, actually giving us the story here on Good Day about the executions and what our approach is, understanding that it's not something that we can swiftly or easily take care of. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 51 past the hour. We'll be right back.
over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Thank you, Richie, for waking us up.
No problem.
53 after the hour, Doug Stephan's Good Day program. Richard Fadden and Kenny Kessler and I with Shelley Palmer in a moment. He's brought to you by the folks at Kohl's, who would like to have you nominate a young volunteer. $10,000 in scholarships available through the Kohl's Cares Scholarship Program. Nominations accepted now through March 13th. So if you'd like to nominate maybe your child, grandchild, niece, nephew, somebody who lives next door, somebody you know about, for the $10,000 in scholarships, visit KohlsKids.com, KohlsKids.com for details on how to nominate somebody. Nominate someone that you know who's done something really wonderful and see if they can line up for the $10,000 scholarship. ColesKids.com. All right. Shelley Palmer's turn here in front of us. He's about to talk with you about the world's cheapest smartphone. Huh. And what it has for features. So stand by to not spend a lot of money here, courtesy of the Info on Good Day.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morn and win.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, what's the next big smartphone? Believe it or not, it's not a device from either Apple or Samsung. It's a $29 phone from Nokia. The Nokia 215 is the world's cheapest smartphone and features internet connectivity and a camera along with some basic apps and a battery that can last just about a month on standby. Microsoft wants to connect the next billion people to the internet for the first time. An inexpensive smartphone like the Nokia 215 will help get that job done, and it's the perfect phone for people looking for their first mobile device. The phone isn't available in the U.S. and may never be. But for the markets Microsoft is targeting, parts of the Middle East, Africa, Asia, and Europe, an inexpensive smartphone will go a long way. With 90% of the world's population expected to have a mobile phone in 5 years, Microsoft's $29 Nokia 215 will play a key role in connecting everyone across the globe. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stephan's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, welcome to AT&T.
Hi, can you tell us more about rollover data?
Yeah, what do we have to do?
Not a thing. If you're a mobile share value customer, your unused plan data automatically rolls over for 1 month. It's our way of saying thanks.
That's so wonderful.
You know, let's hug.
Oh, that's okay. We don't have to.
I think we do.
Yeah, I think
this
we do.
Nice.
Let's bring it in.
Oh, wow.
And we're hugging. All three of us. Really hugging. Ooh, it smells like bacon.
Introducing AT&T Rollover Data. All mobile share value plans now come with rollover data on the network with the nation's strongest LTE signal. AT&T, mobilizing your world. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Available only with AT&T mobile share value plans. Rollover data automatically expires after 1 month or with any plan change. Other restrictions apply. Visit att.com/rollover data for details. Signal strength claim based only on average LTE signal strength for national carriers.
Are you looking for an innovative company that is poised to rapidly transform the banking industry? Check out our spotlight company, Axiologic, ticker symbol AXLX. Everyone is talking about mobile payments, which are now featured in all new smartphones. Axiologic provides groundbreaking cloud banking services, such as peer-to-peer payments, merchant services, and international fund transfers with a simple mobile click. To find out more, ask your broker or search Axiologic, ticker symbol AXLX. That's AXLX. Past performance is not indicative of future results. For full disclaimer, visit AdvantageMediaCo.com/AXLX.
Radio Shack is in talks with several suitors as he gets ready for bankruptcy protection. We were talking about this yesterday. Sprint is interested. Find that to be of interest. Also, Amazon. They would buy the leases on the chain's stores, about 4,000 stores around the country.
Right.
And rebrand or co-brand them. In other words, Sprint and Amazon may either do it individually or collectively. Amazon has discussed acquiring some of the store spaces for showcasing its hardware offerings and to create new click-and-collect spots for online shoppers. What an interesting combination of ideas. I find that, at least from my perspective, would be kind of an interesting reality. Here's something else. This may be news to some of you. Nobody cares if your Facebook profile is offline, especially the police. This is unbelievable. There are some out-of-touch people who would classify a social media brownout as life and death and call 911. Five calls in one area dispatchers received when Facebook and Instagram temporarily went out of service last week. The report was an anonymous dispatcher sent to the news site a kind note reminding Facebook users when it's okay to call 911 and when it's not. And it's not okay to call if your Facebook doesn't work, folks.
Unbelievable.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.